Lesson 93, Acts chapter 16, Introduction. The Holy Ghost guided Paul and his companions to preach the gospel in Macedonia, or northern Greece. A woman named Lydia received their message and was baptized. After Paul cast an evil spirit out of a servant girl, he and Silas were beaten and imprisoned. That night they were miraculously freed from prison, after which they baptized the prison guard and his household. Suggestions for teaching. Acts chapter 16 verses 1 through 15. Paul and his companions preached the gospel in Macedonia. Write on the board the following statement by President Thomas S. Monson. This statement is found in The Spirit Giveth Life from Ensign, June 1997. Quote, "Never postpone a prompting." End quote. A prompting refers to feelings or impressions we receive from the Holy Ghost to say or do something. What might happen if someone postponed heeding a prompting? Invite students to look for a principle as they study Acts 16 that can help them further understand the importance of heeding the Holy Ghost's promptings. Summarize Acts chapter 16 verses 1 through 5 by explaining that Paul, Silas, and a Gentile convert named Timotheus, also known as Timothy, traveled to several branches of the church to announce decisions church leaders in Jerusalem had made that would affect the whole church and strengthen church members in the faith. Invite a student to read Acts 16, 6 through 10 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how Paul and his companions, likely including Luke, knew where to go as they traveled. How did Paul and his companions know where not to go? How did they know where to go? What did Paul see in a vision? How did Paul and his companions respond to Paul's vision? Summarize Acts 16, 11 through 13 by explaining that Paul and Silas traveled for many days until they came to Philippi, a city in Macedonia. You may want to invite students to turn to Bible Maps number 13, The Missionary Journey of the Apostle Paul, and locate Philippi. On the Sabbath day, they left the city to pray near a riverbank and began talking with the women gathered there. Invite a student to read Acts 16, 14, and 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how a woman named Lydia responded to Paul's teachings. You may want to explain that the phrase, "a seller of purple," in verse 14, refers to the fact that Lydia sold purple dye, which was very expensive, and probably indicates that Lydia was a woman of wealth and influence. How did Lydia respond to Paul's teachings? You may need to explain that attended means paid attention or gave heed to. What phrases in Acts 16:14 indicate that Lydia was ready to receive the gospel? What principle can we learn from Paul's experience about what can happen as we follow revelation? Students may use different words, but make sure they understand that as we follow revelation from God, we can be guided to those who are ready to receive the gospel. Write this principle on the board. Point out that by following revelation, we can also help others begin to continue the process of becoming ready to receive the gospel. To help students understand this principle, ask a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to listen for what we must do to be guided to those who are ready to receive the gospel. Quote, "We must pray for the Lord's help and directions so we can be instruments in His hands for one who is now ready, one He would have us help today. Then we must be alert to hear and heed the promptings of His Spirit in how we proceed. Those promptings will come. We know from countless personal testimonies that in His own way, and in His own time, the Lord is preparing persons to accept His gospel. Such persons are searching, and when we are seeking to identify them, the Lord will answer their prayers through answering ours. He will prompt and guide those who desire and who sincerely seek guidance in how, where, when, and with whom to share His gospel." End quote. From Sharing the Gospel, Ensign, November 2001. According to Elder Oakes, what must we do to be guided to those who are ready to receive the gospel? Consider sharing an experience of your own regarding how heeding the Spirit's promptings led you to someone who was ready to receive the gospel, or regarding how another person's heeding the Spirit's promptings led him or her to find you when you were ready to receive the gospel. Ask a few students to share an experience that they or someone they know has had in which he or she was guided to someone who was ready to receive the gospel. Invite students to ponder how, where, when, and with whom they can share the gospel. Encourage them to record any promptings they receive and to continue to pray for guidance. Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 40, Paul and Silas are imprisoned and then freed. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Acts 16, 16 through 19. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul did when he encountered a damsel, verse 16, or servant girl, who was possessed by an evil spirit. You may want to explain that divination is the process of foretelling or trying to foretell the future using superstitious means. What did Paul eventually do to the evil spirit that possessed the girl? What problem did the girl's masters in the city experience after Paul cast out the evil spirit from the girl? Summarize Acts 16:20 through 24 by explaining that the men who could no longer profit from the girl took Paul and Silas before the magistrates, see verse 20, or local authorities, and claimed that Paul and Silas had taught the people that they should not follow Roman law. At the magistrates' command, Paul and Silas were then beaten and imprisoned, and their feet were bound so they could not walk. To help students understand the content of Acts 16, 25 through 36, divide students into pairs and provide each pair with a sheet of paper. Copy the following chart on the board and invite each pair to copy the chart onto their paper. Please refer to the chart on the bottom of page 320 from lesson 93. Note: small group assignments. Dividing the class into small groups can allow more students to participate. Provide clear instructions regarding what students should do during the activity. Assigning a time limit can also help students stay on task. Lengthy group activities often result in groups finishing at different times and can lead to disorder. Help students stay on task and gain the most from the assignment by monitoring the activity as you move from group to group. Invite each pair to read aloud the verses on the chart, and then to take turns drawing simple pictures to represent each of the six verse groupings. One student in the pair could draw pictures to represent three of the verse groupings, and another student in the pair could draw pictures to represent the other three verse groupings. After sufficient time, invite students to display and briefly explain their pictures to another pair of students, or to the entire class. To help students deepen their understanding of Acts 16, 25 through 36, ask the following questions. How did Paul and Silas answer the prison guard's question about how he could be saved? What did the prison guard do to show his belief in Jesus Christ? What principle can we learn from Acts 16, 31 through 33, about what we must do to receive salvation? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. Salvation requires believing in Jesus Christ, and we manifest our belief in Him by being baptized. Explain that salvation means, quote, to be saved from both physical and spiritual death, end quote. See Guide to the Scriptures, Salvation. How does being baptized demonstrate our faith in Jesus Christ? In addition to being baptized, what are other ways we can demonstrate our belief in Jesus Christ? Summarize Acts 16, 35 through 40 by explaining that the magistrate sent word to the prison guard to let Paul and Silas go. Paul refused to go because he knew his rights as a Roman citizen and knew that their treatment of him was unjust. It was unlawful to beat a Roman citizen without first holding a trial. When the magistrates found out that Paul and Silas were Romans, they were frightened, because they knew that if their superiors discovered they had treated a Roman citizen as they did, they could be punished, even with death. The magistrates came to the prison, released Paul and Silas, and asked them to leave the city. Conclude by testifying of the truths taught in Acts 16. Scripture Mastery Review. Use the accompanying chart to review the Scripture Mastery passages students have studied so far this year. Read aloud the question or concern in the left column of the chart and invite students to find the Scripture Mastery passage that could provide an answer. Answers are provided in the right column of the chart. You may want to read aloud the questions or concerns in a random order. After students find a scripture, ask them how that Scripture Mastery passage could help someone with that concern. Please refer to the chart on the bottom of page 321 of Lesson 93.